Yo, peace.
Yo, what's
Love
up, dog?
Radio.
Hold on a second.
No.
Yeah. Mystical lover. Yeah. He's so into it all the time, you know?
Lover.
Yeah.
I'm on grind.
That's how we do.
I know. Hey, man, it's going to be a great show tonight. We got my man going to be – we got a lot of people going to be on the show tonight. We also got – we got somebody famous going to be on the phone, Sister Gidget. Sister Gidget, are you there?
I am here. I didn't know I was famous, but I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and greetings to everybody in the listening audience, and Sister Bianna and Brother DJ Black Caesar.
That's right. You know what's up, man. That's how we do it in the hood, baby. We got to keep it funky. We keep it funky fresh. We keep it live all day, 24/7. That's what we do. We promote you online. We promote you. What we got to do? We sell CDs. We do all of it, man. So if you guys want to get down with the best. DJ Black Caesar and Vienna, man. We're going to do it up for you guys. Hey, our special guest, we got a lot of great people on the phone tonight. We got Skull Damage. Skull Damage, are you there?
Yo, what's good? Universal Blessings. Shout out to LA, California.
Yeah, man, you know how we do it. I like that. Hey, we also have my man. Hey, let me call up Project Pat, because that dude, I don't know what's going on, man. He doesn't. You hear music on the phone, you hang up. I don't know why these people do that, man. I don't know what's up. But let me get him on the phone right quick and see what we can do. If we can do it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Wow.
9-0-1-3.
We'll call him back later on. We'll check with him later on because we're not going to hold up the show for no lane. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not going to hold up the show for anybody. We're going to keep it going. We keep it going. Oh, we do. What you got over there? What's cracking in New York?
Nothing, baby. Same old thing, different day. Just listening to the hip hop news earlier about L. Cool J. Yeah. All this.
That's crazy. Yeah. What, did he beat the burger up?
Yeah, supposedly he did. He broke his nose and everything. I was like, go LL, that's my represent Queens, baby.
Hey, LL ain't playing, man. He really working out for a reason, man. He got a reason to work out. Dude's looking pretty good, man. He's full all over. He's like a big muscle.
He is, and he's perfectly fit. I said, Lord have mercy. Beat me up, too. Go ahead, Daddy.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let me ask you, is there anything else going on in the entertainment world? I said, you know what?
Well, I also heard what's been going on with Lil Wayne. I believe he's going to be losing a lot of interest in New York.
Somebody has some feedback. Can you mute your internet, please, or turn it down a little bit? I'm getting feedback from someone on the phone.
Yeah, I know. I heard it, too.
Yeah. Okay, I think we got that situated. Hey, Vienna, I want to ask you another question. Basically, you were talking about Lil Wayne. What's the deal on him? I heard something about him, too, but what's the deal on him?
Well, you know, from what I was reading, I don't know. It's just crazy. You know what it is? He's been going through a lot of stuff out here in New York with the gun charges and everything else like that. And now with that thing with Nicki Minaj and Rosenberg and the early show, you know, dissing her and whatnot, it's like, I guess his true colors are coming out, that he doesn't like New York. Well, you know what? You know, we still have that love for you, but it ain't good. It's not good.
I posted something on Facebook about the guy today, man. He was dissing New York City. He was talking about New York, that New York is about nothing, that he doesn't like New York, and he'd rather be somewhere else. And I think that's where the Peter Rosenberg thing came up, because the Nicki Minaj situation, they were in New York City, and basically he was frowning on New York, man. A lot of people didn't like that.
Yeah, he was. It was a big controversy behind
him, too. I know G-Swiss was putting out there, like, you know, he's a New York fan. He's from New York, and that's his homeland, man. He don't like people dissing it. So he was all over Facebook talking about that today.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too. But you know what? I mean, you know, by him doing that, especially to us New Yorkers, you know, we take things, we take those disses to heart. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you're going to go ahead and diss New York, that's not a good look.
Not a good look. Especially with the 9/11 thing going on that happened. That's not a good look at all.
Not at all. I mean, you know, he's a great artist. I respect him as an artist. But at the same token, he should have never done that. He should have kept those comments for himself.
Well, they said they're going to make him apologize for it, so I don't know how good that's going to do, if it'll do any good, but, you know, the guy was making accusations when he should have just been sipping his syrup.
Yeah, basically. I mean, if he does come out with an apology, that's cool, but it's up to the New York fans to see if they're going to accept it or not.
Right. Well, anyway, let's move on with the show. I got to call Project Pat. That guy's something else. He doesn't know what's going on. The music was playing when he came on the phone. He said hello, and the music was going on. Obviously, if you know you got a show tonight, you should have just played along with it. Just hold the phone and wait your turn, because just because you're famous don't mean you're perfect. But we're going to go on with the show. If he doesn't come back on, that's fine. We'll go on with the show anyway, because that's how we do it. Vienna, do you have anybody you would like to give shouts out to before we get started?
Lord have mercy, there's a lot of people I would like to give a lot of shout outs to. Lord.
It's your time. Shout them out.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, all those artists out there, all those unsigned artists out there, you know, that are doing their thing, just keep your head up. To, you know, keep doing what you're doing. That was all about marketing and promotions and just putting your name out there. Definitely, I would like to give a shout out to my girl, Janice, for Lindy Tour. You know, she's doing her thing. Let me see, DJ Pyrex, he's always saluting me on Twitter. They're like, everybody be saluting me on Twitter. I'll be like, damn, salute to you too, baby. I'm glad.
let me,
you know, let me see, my boy Will Blocks, the Blocks Magazine, your big up.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. I mean, there's so many people. It's like, whoever I didn't mention, like, you know, my God. Michelle. You know, our friend Michelle from Keep the Peace Fusion and WWE Diva, Dua Marie.
Hey, what's going on with that tour? Do you know what's going on with that tour?
Well, you know, they got signed to Reverend Rodney Jerkins. Everything is doing good. You know, it's doing well for them.
Okay.
You know, there's a little, let me see. The Keep the Peace project is still in effect. We're just trying to get the investors to see if they could go ahead and start you know, kicking up some bread, let's just say, so we can start getting
right.
this reality show going.
Right.
But, I mean, it's in the works. It's in the works. It's in the works. So, you know,
I
can't say too much about it, but it's in the works.
I need to get up with Michelle also and get her to send me over some information. I have a new person on the phone today. Well, she's not new to me, but she's going to be new to you guys. She's going to be my executive assistant. She was my executive assistant back in the days, but some stuff came up and she no longer could be it. But now she's back in Stephanie Barnes. What's up, Miss Barnes?
Stephanie.
Hey, V.
How you doing, Miss Barnes?
Can you hear me?
Man, we hear you now.
Okay. What's going on?
What's going on up there in Ohio, baby?
I don't know yet. I just got back. You know, I had that nice little trip.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I just made it back today. So
well,
give me a couple days and I'll let you know.
That's what's up, man.
It felt like you left like a month ago, girl. What's up with that?
It wasn't a month ago. That was last week.
It felt like, girl, please, I can't even remember what happened yesterday. To me, it felt like it was a month ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Miss Barnes actually stopped through here to holler at DJ Black Season. It was great to have her here. Her and her buddy, they came down. They stayed with me for about 3 or 4 hours. We chilled out, got to know each other a little bit more. It's always good to meet the people you do business with because you can put a face with the voice. And basically, I put a face with the voice, even though I already knew what she looked like and she knew what I looked like. But it's still good to have them come to you personally and see what they're all about. So Ms. Barnes came down, and we did the meet and greet thing, and I think we had some munchies also. And Ms. Barnes couldn't handle my beans. I had some bean soup, and she couldn't handle the bean soup, did it?
Yeah, that was a little bit too spicy for me, you know.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Oh man, that's not a good thing.
Hey.
You must be cooking right, Caesar.
She just got a little puny stomach. She couldn't handle it.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
I don't want to hear all that.
Nobody else was complaining. We all ate ours up. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to get into that because I can go all day about cooking and eating. We can go all day about that.
I was just about to say something.
What are you about to say, Ms. Barnes?
That you was going to go on and on about some cooking.
Hey, you know what? You know I can. I do that all the time. I'm a chef by nature. Hey, guys. Well, anyway, we got my man Skull Damage on the phone. This guy's an excellent graphic designer. He's been doing graphics for people in Hollywood, everywhere, man. He does some stuff at Universal. So this guy's in the business for real, guys. If you check out his website, I mean his Facebook, you'll see some of the work he does. Very, 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 very professional. Everything is excellent. I love this guy's work. I love this guy, man. Hey, Skull Damage, are you there?
Yo, no doubt. What's good?
What's good, baby? What's up, man, with you?
posted up, you know, just finished pounding me some brewskis right here, working on some designs, just trying to get out some sick-ass graphics, man, trying to bless the music industry.
I got you, brother. I got you, man. That's what's up. Hey, this is the way the show works, man. It works like this right here. Deanna's going to be coming in to ask you some questions, and I'll ask you some questions afterwards.
Right.
If she has at least anything, because she always asks all the questions. She has all the good questions. But, hey, Gab, I'm going to let her talk to you a little bit, and I'm going to get your music uploaded. And we'll be
no
back
doubt.
With Soul Damage. All right? Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Deanna, you're up, baby.
I am here. What's up, Skull? What's going on?
How you doing, Deanna? Everything's blessings, universal blessings.
That's what it is. Let me ask you, Skull, were you a graffiti artist back in the day?
Yeah, that's affirmative. You know, I did hit a lot of walls in my time. I believe graffiti, urban, hip-hop, it all just, you know, it all is main elements that combine together. So that's what's up. Yep, I still do graffiti now and then.
I hope you ain't writing it on the streets no more, boy, because, you know, you get arrested for that now.
Yeah. You know, I try to do it at least in the late nights or, you know, catch a legal wall if anything, but it's all good.
Yeah, because I tell you, your graphics are hot. It is unbelievable. Where do you get all
that? Word up.
Unbelievable.
They are. They're
you know,
hot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to skull damage the industry. You know, I've established trust for like 4 years already, working with a lot of hot artists in the industry from underground to the mainstream. And right now I'm just trying to, you know, just get my graphic design company running. I'm a freelance graphic designer with Skull Damage Graphics. You know, I've been working with so many different people right now. So it's like it's a blessing just to get my artwork out there. I'm an artist myself, so I try to go 120% for anybody's graphic as if it was my own work. I know how high in demand it is to have your own graphics and have your professional looks being in the music industry. So I'm not trying to get rich. I got the lowest prices around. So, you know, if you know anyone, shoot them your way. Skull Damage, definitely hook them up.
And those graphics that you have of all these artists, they look so lifelike.
Right.
Man.
You know, I got 3 years of schooling. I'm doing that new HDR toning, Topaz effects. Got that new mixtape look, cartoony, human. It has that lifelike appearance look to it. I mean, how it is, it's like I try to, every genre of music, I try to match every artist. I try to hear their music out and just go from build from what they're bringing to the table. You know, at the end of the day, presentation is 90% of the game. So you got to have that graphic designs behind you just to stand out and get recognized as an artist. So that's why I'm taking an initiative to help people out, bless them. And like I said, it's art, you know, it's developed from my graffiti era back in the days, and I just keep it going. It's a blessing just to get my stuff out there right now.
Now, where do you get all your inspiration from when you're doing your graphics and your designing?
Majority of the time, like I said, you know, I've been doing graphic designs for 4 years now. You know, I've been going to school doing it. Now I'm running my own freelance company. All the inspiration comes from my seed. You know, everything that I get, any revenue that I generate from it, it's going back to my seed. J-Star, piece of the young god. J-Star, look out for him. He's a new upcoming artist. He's 12. He's doing a couple shows already. So my main inspiration is from my seed and just, you know, the God above, you know, that's all I'm trying to do is just bring music, bring hip-hop, bring professional graphics to the table to help anyone in the game that needs it. I'm inspired by so many different things, graffiti, my seed, God above, just all the urban styles of music, everything that just blessed me to give me the talent just to bring the craft and showcase it to help an upcoming artist.
Yep, that's right. Now, the first mainstream artist that you worked with, who was it and how was it working for that artist?
Well, there's so many different mainstream artists that I worked with, and I can't even think about who was the first one I worked with. Man, I work with many different people, cats out of the woo. I work with cats from East Coast, West Coast. You know, I did a CD cover for one of the Outlaws. There's so many different people that I'm working with right now. To say who was my first one, it's like I'm trying to think back. I mean, there's so many different people that I skull damaged already with my art.
Well, why don't you name some of the main artists, you know, that you work with?
I got a question for you right quick, man. I know you've been doing stuff with Wu-Tang Clan, because I actually talked to Jimmy Kane. He was like, yeah, I got my man doing stuff for us right now. But, you know, I'll talk to you later on, because I was, you know, seeing where his budget, where they were, what they wanted to do, if they needed somebody to work for them. And he was telling me about you. Do you remember, you know, Jimmy Kane?
Right, yeah, that's affirmative. Right now, you know, I'm trying to work with anyone that needs Skull Damage graphics. You know, like I said, I'm an up-and-coming graphic designer trying to get my foot in the industry, work with all many different artists. You know, even if they're at the high price, low price, I'm trying to stick it to everyone and just bless them with a cool, decent price. I guarantee the lowest price is around for quality, professional work.
Have you ever thought of having, like, your own clothing line? That would be hot.
Right. You know, I do got a line of T-shirts out, Skull Damage line of T-shirts. I actually need to print some more, but that's actually in the works. In the future, I'm actually looking to do some more clothing line, get it out there. I'm connected to a couple of people that have their own clothing line right now, so it's a blessing. Right now, it's all about building a name, getting recognition in the industry as a graphic designer. Then I'll take that step a little bit further, start putting out the more fashion side of it.
Hey, brother, I seen the T-shirts, and I'm digging that, man. I seen the T-shirts online.
Right, good look, no doubt. Yeah, it's what it is. It's my main logo, the Skull Damage logo, the green skull. But right now what I'm trying to do is just, you know, under development. I got some more concept art. I actually want to start hand-drawing some things out there and just pushing it, something that surrounds the whole Skull Damage concept of it all. You'll see some skulls busted up, maybe some spray cans to bring that graffiti back. But that's what I'm trying to do.
I got you, brother. That's what's up.
Yeah, because his work is amazing. I'm looking at every single one of his stuff on Facebook. And
hey, you can't look at every single one of them. That dude has a page full of stuff, man. Full of stuff.
Word.
I tried to look at it one day, man. I'm like, damn, you can't look at this in one day. You got to go back to the next day and check out the more, because
it's got
so much work, man.
I look at every detail. Hey. The thing is so detailed. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's so lit live-like, man. It's like it's going to jump out of your face or something.
You know what? He should tell people, you know, our fans and and all the listeners, where they could go ahead and see these pictures, because they need to see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
So, give your social network. I mean, we usually don't do this early, but give your social network so these guys – hey, give the main one so they can go look at your pictures, man. Check them out while they're talking to us, right, while they're listening in right now.
Right. You know, you can hit me up at Facebook. That's facebook.com/skulldamage. The URL link is facebook.com, the voice of freedom. You can hit me up also on my Gmail. It's cheesydesigns.sd@gmail.com. That's cheesydesigns.sd@gmail.com.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Also, if you guys can't find him there, you can hit me up. 662-995-0679. Again, at 662-995-0679, and I'll get in touch with this brother and get you whatever you need. So if you need him, you can get at me. All right? Thank you.
No doubt. Get Skull Damaged.
I'm sorry?
No doubt. Get Skull Damage. Lowest prices around.
Right. Hey, you're a big salesman, too, man. I can see that. You always promote yourself. I like that, because that's what I do. You're always promoting all the time, bro. I like that.
Hey, I got to promote that, man. You know, like I said, this is all I do, and I'm a freelance graphic designer. I'm not trying to work for the man, just trying to do my own stuff, get my stuff going, and just put out some Skull Damage graphics.
Hey,
that industry ain't ready, I'm telling you.
No, sir, they're not ready for you, man, because if you would look at your work right now and you would think that you would be able to, like, maybe $200 to $300 or $400, but you're saying for a low price, so I'm thinking that you're a little cheaper than that. So, I mean, these people, they look at your work, man, it looks like some stuff that you would spend a lot of money on. Because I even looked at it, I was like, wow, I can't afford this guy. But I was like, he's way out of my league. And then I see you advertising the low prices. I'm going to ask you about that, too, soon. I'm going to get with you and ask you about those low
Word
prices.
Up.
Because I know,
no
I
doubt.
Low DJ Black Caesar. So I want to know a little bit more about that. And I'll be getting with you sometime next week or the week after, because I got so much going on. But I still try to make time for business people like you, man, because I'm promoting all day online. I know you probably see me. I'm always online promoting something,
right.
Got something going all the time. But I see you online all the time too, man. You be doing your graphic design thing, man. That's what's up.
Right. You know, I'm just trying to network as much as possible, you know, generate some funds and, you know, just get this graphic design out there. Now, going back to that lowest prices around, man, I'm knocking out full package CD covers ready for print requirements, less than $100. You know, less than a C note will get you some professional stuff. If you're just looking for like a mixtape front and back, I'll knock that out for, you know, half of a C note. So, you know, you need some graphics. Oh. Anyone out there listening, just hit me up. Skull Damage, get it.
You know what, brother? I most definitely include you with some of the business I'm doing because I just got
something new that I started doing.
I started doing promo kits online for a very low price also. Because I'm all for the blue-collar worker. I'm all for the Burger King worker. I'm all for that social studies teacher that don't have enough money in his budget to come up with a budget. So basically, it's like no budget at all. That's what I work for. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share a little information with you. You share a little information to me. Maybe we can work something out. We just came up with a mixtape collection, a mixtape company ourselves. We're working on the website right now. Unique and myself, we're working on that. And Unique is an excellent artist, man. This guy's an artist. He's a businessman, constantly. He's a promoter. He just did some brand-new promos online on a video. He just got a brand-new video done, like, today. And this guy is always hustling. We don't sleep, man. We'll sleep when we die. That's what I say. And basically,
right.
Yeah, that's so true. I see you're like the same thing, then. You're like us.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sleeping. I get my rest when I'm upstairs. But, yeah, true that. You got to network. You got to keep hustling. You know, it's mad drive, determination. It ain't easy. I mean, as being in network and pushing and promoting stuff, it ain't easy. You got to stick to it and just keep going. There's no backstepping. It's all pushing forward. That's what I try to preach to all the youth, you know, whether it's through music, whether it's through schooling, everything, there's no backstepping. You know, I believe in blessing our seeds and helping out the youth. And, you know, just upcoming artists that don't have that, you know, that don't have that large budget that, you know, they're working, trying to save some money. And, you know, like I'm saying, I'm trying to bring graphics to everybody and anybody who needs them.
Right. That's what's up, man. You're actually helping out. You're helping out the community, man. You're helping out the people that don't have budgets, man. So you're doing something good. You're basically like an entrepreneur like I am. You're all for the people. So you're a people person.
Right. And, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to get rich. All I'm trying to do is lend a helping hand and just help people get to where they want to get. You know, I've been doing music for some time now, probably like 10 years. And doing my music, I always had the problems where I never had professional graphics. And if you can't present your music, drop CDs when you don't have a professional look behind it. I went through that.
Right.
And for any upcoming artists, you know, if I could help them and just to get them where they want to be, then, man, it's a blessing.
Right. That's what's up, man. And you know what? I'm going to let Vianna talk to you a little bit, man, because she's getting quiet on us, man. I can take over in music. So.
Where you at, Vianna?
I'm right here. I'm listening. I was just looking at your work. I was posting it on my Facebook for anyone that didn't get a chance to hear your URLs. They could go ahead and see it. But, all right, now that you mentioned music, now what kind of music do you do? Hip-hop?
Yeah, I do a lot of underground hip hop.
Okay.
I do hip hop. It's you know, I'm a producer. I make beats as well.
Uh-huh. And how did you get started in that?
You know, I started freestyling back in 90. That was probably like 90, early 89s, listening to genres of music. My older brother, you know, banging on the little pots and pans, trying to make a beat, freestyling, and I kind of caught on when my brother started rapping, and, you know, we just grew up listening to hip-hop, rapping, and finally I got enough money to get my own material, my own equipment, my own little studio going, and started pushing out tracks. I'm actually dropping a CD called The Darkness Album that's dropping this September, but, you know, I've been doing it for so long. I'm more interested in now just putting out the whole graphic designs and helping out a lot of people in the upcoming music business. My son, my seed, he's 12 years old, piece to J-Star. You know, he's the youngest guy right now. He's spitting fire. He's right now, he's doing a lot of shows, trying to get his album dropping. the star child. You know, he's the youngest MC on the Booth Fighter mixtapes. I got a line of mixtapes called Booth Fighters. Peace to all my Booth Fighters who keep the foundation strong. It's a line of mixtapes of hardcore underground hip hop.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So what were your musical influences when you grew up?
Wow, there's a whole lot of musical influence when I grew up. You know, I grew up in the West Coast. You got Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, so many different artists. I kind of stuck more to, like, the underground scene. You got Living Legends, Bus Drivers, Immortal Technique. You know, I know he's on the East Coast, but it's like I listen to all type of lyricism. If it's lyrical, I'm listening in. You know, there's so many people. You know, we got people from the Visionaries, Tupac, you know, Peace the Bus Driver, so many different genres of music that I listen to, Supernatural, KRS. You know, there's so many people out there that bring so much influential to me and how I came up through music.
So what will be your ultimate goal as far as your music career?
My ultimate goal as far as my music career would be is just to bring a message of enlightenment to help my brothers and sisters. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm looking to bring a message of positivity. That's all I'm trying to do. If I could save the youth and stir them into the right direction, then I'm blessed, and then I benefited off that.
That's what's up.
Peace to that.
I'm digging this, man. I'm digging that.
Word. So, you know, I mean, I see a lot of people in the music industry. There's so many sharks that are money hungry that tries to take advantage of people. You know, I've worked with shady characters in the times. No time for names or anything like that. It's just all I'm trying to do is really pretty much just help out my brothers and sisters. You know, we're all equal. If I could give that helping hand, even if I don't benefit with a dollar in my pocket, I still have that happiness on my side of joy that I blessed someone that day. So I know it'll all come back. It'll all come back, and I just try to keep my head up, stay as positive as possible.
That's right, most definitely. God will take care of you. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You will be taken care of.
Right.
You know, that's right.
I just posted online too, man. I just posted you in like a couple of my groups and on the homepage and my Facebook page. Your graphics, you got. I mean, I don't know what.
No doubt.
Looks like you're a wizard holding a magic ball. You got some earphones on. That's a tight picture, man. Vienna posted that, and I went back and posted the same thing she posted. So we got you out there, brother. We're going to help you out.
No doubt. Appreciate that. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir. Let me see. How much time do we have? Let me see. Vienna, no, you don't know. Let me see. Let me look right quick and see. Oh, we still got time. We got to play your song, man. You got a song called You Snake. You know, you were asking me online. You were like, you said something about a snake, and I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't know what you were talking about. You were trying to tell me.
Yeah, that's the title of the song. Yeah, that's the title of your song.
I thought you were calling me a snake, man.
No, that wasn't directed towards you. That's the title of the song.
Hey, when I was uploading, I was like, oh, that's what he was talking about. You Snake, that's the name of the song. So that's going to be a classic song. Now, I haven't heard it, but I heard a lot of your other music, and I was checking it out. And you're just one of those artists. I really like your music. I dig your swag. You sound like somebody that, you know, you don't really hear out there a lot. So I'm going to let these people hear your song, You Snake. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What inspired you to make that song, brother?
You know what? That song is pretty much, I was going through a lot of hard times in my life growing up with my own pops and, you know, having a father figure in my life. You know, I have my seat now, J-Star, and I'm there with them 24/7. Everything I do, I'm in the booth, he's with me. I'm making a beat, he's with me. I'm outside cutting the lawn, he's with me. You know, everything I do, I try to incorporate my time with my seed, and you know, pretty much a lot of that song that I wrote, You Snake, is just pretty much of my own childhood and what I went through. And you know, there's a lot of kids out there growing up with no dads, and you know, peace to all my good fathers out there. And you know, it's just something that I went through kind of deep with my childhood, and you know, I'm just trying to bring it back through my music. It was a time where I needed to vent a little and just bring something.
Right. Right. I got you, brother. I got you, man. I'm all for that. I'm all for the great fathers that you're putting out there, too, because I give much respect to the great fathers.
Bless. Word. No doubt.
Most definitely. Brother, well, look, I want to play that song, but I want Vienna to ask you a couple more questions before we get into that song. So I'm going to let her ask you a couple questions before we get into that song, if you don't mind.
It's all good. Hit.
All right. So now, you said you spend a lot of time with your son. How do you balance your son and your work life?
You know, like I said, you know, I work from the home. I'm a freelance graphic designer, so my seat is always with me. If he needs something, then I'll put the design down, and, you know, I'll give him that helping hand first most. But, you know, I mean, it's not that hard. He actually helps me on a lot of inspirations towards the designing at times where I think something that needs to be added. He's the first one telling me maybe you should adjust this, add that to it. So he's very creative. You know, like I said, he grew up with me, you know, doing my own music in the booth recording. So he has that artistic feel to him, too. So as a balancing, you know, I try to keep it all balanced between my own graphic designs and just being a father to my seed.
And, you know, what's funny, you know, that you mentioned that, you know, kids are your best critics. Because they'll tell you whether or not it's good, whether or not it's bad.
No hold forward. They don't hold back.
No, they don't. I'm a firm believer of that. And that must be a good feeling that your son is involved with that and he has that creativity that you have.
Right.
What are his plans? Is he planning on following his, you know, your footsteps?
You know, as of right now, he's working on his album. You know, it's a blessing. I just want to see my son happy doing what he does, whatever it is, artistic or even not. I stand behind my son 100%. You know, he's a big sports athlete. He's played so many different sports right now. Once he finishes one group, I'm throwing him in another team, in another different type of sports. You know, he loves sports. He loves music. And he, like I said, he likes to spend time with me. So right now he's working on his album. He did a couple shows back. And, you know, like I'm saying, if he wants to bring music and keep on going, then that's a true blessing. I'm going to stand behind him, you know, 110%. And since I'm surrounded by so many different artists in the music industry, I think it's an open door for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a good look, too, you know? It's a good look,
right,
too.
Right.
Has any major artists heard him rap?
You know, a lot of different people work with him. Right now he's working on an album. He's working on his own solo album with a couple of features. You know, we got to give blessings to, you know, everyone that's helping him out right now. He's worked with a lot of different artists. He had opened up for a show. It was a show with people with cancer a couple months back. It was an all-age event, and Universal Records was there. LRT Distribution Group was there. So they got to catch a glimpse of him opening up for me and Tic Tac Montana. Pizza Tic Tac Montana, you know, we rolled together. But, you know, like I said, my son is actually just trying to bring music, do what he can. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot more people hearing more of J-Star.
Mm-hmm. And it must be, and it's such a good feeling to see one of your own, your seed up doing his thing, right?
Right. It's one of the best feelings ever, you know, just to see your seed out there doing what he's doing. And, you know, just to let the listeners know, everything he's bringing is just to promote a positive message to the youth. There's no cursing, no foul language in his music. You know, everything I do, any artist that collabs with them, I strictly advise them, you know, censor everything they say, for it's for the youth. We're bringing music, hip-hop, to the youth, and, you know, I'm not trying to dilute them or just throw them in a way of corruption.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I applaud you, you know, for being a good father, and not only for being a good father, also for being the graphic artist that you are, you know, just the artist itself that you are, because not so many people could go ahead and handle, you know, on the whole family life, both involved in the business life, you know? And I applaud you for that greatly. Now, Sister Gidget.
No doubt.
You out there?
Hi. Sister Gidget, right,
what you think of Mr. Soul Damage?
Well, you know, I'm always inspired by young people, and I know he's younger than I am, but you know, I just want to encourage you to continue to do your work. And no matter how hard it gets, I just want you to remain consistent, because you do have that seed that's coming up behind you. And so he's going to need to bear witness to the hard times and the difficult times. But once he sees that you have persevered and made it through, then that will give him the tools that he needs to continue to succeed when, you know, he runs into that problem. So I commend you for being a stand-up father, and just keep doing what you're doing and keep inspiring others. That's what I tell all the young people, because you all are our future. And so without you all, you know, where will we be? So as long as you're doing something positive, that gives us old people something to look forward to.
Peace on that. Word up.
Yes, sir.
What about you, Steph?
Yes, did you guys call me?
I'm proud from you. No, I keep picking big ups on everything he's doing. I mean, I haven't really gotten a chance to go and check out any of his work or anything yet, you know, because I've been on the road and everything else. But, I mean, keep doing what you're doing. Like, don't give up on none of it. Just grind it out harder.
I agree with you guys, man, 100%. I agree with every one of you guys talking about Skull Damage. This guy's on fire. He's an on-fire artist. He's an on-fire graphic designer. He's on fire, guys. He's on fire with his son. I tried to get a seed on the show, but dude told me, he said, I don't know if my son's ready for it. He said he's hosting the show tonight. Yesterday, he told me his son was hosting the show. So dude's already doing big things, man. So I was like, wow, really? Okay. But I was asking you, are you ready for the show? And my man said, yes, I'm ready. So now we have him here, and it's been a great show, man. It's been wonderful. I'm glad to have you here, Skull Damage. Hopefully we'll be doing more business together. We'll keep in touch. I'm not that kind of guy to just get you on a show and interview you and then throw you to the side, man. That's not me. I'll deal with you until the day we do. If you're down with me, I'm down with you. You feel me?
Peace to that. I feel you on that one. That's a blessing. That's what's up, DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All I ask, man, if I'm helping you out, help me out, and we'll do it together, baby. Hey, I think I'm going to call you. I'm going to give you a call sometime. I'm going to give you a call before this week. Is tomorrow Friday already? It's Friday here? No, tomorrow's
Thursday.
I'm going to call you up Friday, brother. I'm going to call you up Friday so we can talk a little bit more off lines, man, so we can talk a little bit more and see, get to know each other a little bit. And you just keep doing what you're doing, man. What about song right now, brother? You got a hot song. I haven't heard it yet, but I know it's hot because Skull Damage made it. It's called You Snake, You Snake. And what we like to do here at DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show, we like for the artists to give us a world premiere. You know what a world premiere is?
Right.
Okay. And all you got to do is make sure you plug DJ Black Caesar and plug Vienna, because these shows are recorded, and then you can promote these shows and do whatever you got to do. And Project Pat just sent me a song. He will be on the show. So I'm just letting you guys know that Project Pat will be on the show. For all you people that didn't think that I didn't have those kind of connections, I got every connection you can name in the book, baby. I just don't bring them out. But I do bring them out for this show. Every week we have a different celebrity. Last week we had Flesh and Bone on the show. The week before that we had somebody on the show. I don't know who we had. We're going to have somebody every week. We're going to have a standout artist on the show with the independent artists so they can help promote these shows for them. So basically that's what I like to do. I like to make sure the show is going to be on fire. And so far it's been on fire with Skull Damage. This guy got so much going on, he kind of reminds me of me.
That's what's up.
He's hot, he's on fire. So guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play his song right now with his world premiere from Skull Damage. Hey, hold on, Skull Damage. We got some questions in our audience, man. I think we got some questions. They might want to ask you a question for the song. 562, you have a question for Skull Damage?
Yeah, man, I got a question for Skull Damage. I just want to know if he could get me a Tic Tac Montana graphic. You know what I mean?
Shout out to what's up, Tic Tac?
Shout out to Montana. You know what I mean? We in the building, man. Got to sabe swagger. You know, I tune in. My boy gave me shout-out. Shout-out to J-Star, the young godchild. You already know what it is. We worldwide. Belms in the building.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Who is that character, that guy right there?
That's Tic Tac Montana. Boss Affiliates, Bare Arms Representative, one of the illest MC.
Yes, sir. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, maintaining, staying blessed like my boy Skull Damage, you know what I mean? Well, without anything, first and foremost, my dude has down murdered cats on the mic. You feel me? He hurts people's feelings.
I know.
Blessed.
I couldn't believe it, man. I was like, damn, is that him? He's doing the music, too? I mean, damn, dude, is there anything he can't do? This guy, he's well-protected by God. God's protecting this guy, man. And he's protecting his whole family because his son, I heard his son is just as dangerous. I haven't heard his song yet, but, hey, Gat, look, if you don't mind, stay on the phone, man. I want you to talk to Steph, and she's going to get a little information from you, and we're going to do an interview with you, too, brother.
Oh, most deaf. Peace to the guy. Hey. Peace to Skull Damage.
Yes,
peace,
sir.
Peace, okay. Tic-tac.
I got another question from 748. You got a question for Skull Damage or a comment you'd like to make? 748, error code. Okay, they must have just hit their thing by accident. Okay, I just bleeped them out. Okay, Snake, this is Snake in the Grass. I need a world premiere, though, brother. Give me a world premiere, one of your best ones you ever did before. Welcome to DJ Black Season Vienna Show. This is Skull Damage. What's up, baby? Can I get that?
Yeah, what's good? You should leave right here tuned into DJ Black Season's and Viviana Show. Right now, we're going to burn the building down with you, Snake, produced by Merchant of Death.
Chicken hawk. Excuse me? You used them. I lost 3 years of my life for your fucking phony cause, but I am on to you now, you fucking snake.
Yo. Peace. There's a universal view to everything that takes place in life.
God damn it.
Watch what you do.
He speaks to you all again before the demons calling in. Evil serpents slithering, the dark creatures crawling in. Crafted like Edward and the scissors, they ball to fall to sin. Hidden like snakes in the garden, hidden base of the monster sin. Temptation in your face again, laughing with the devil that's straight. Another human guinea pig against the wall, filling pin. Test tube and chemical injections, quick to do your life in. Inside the pyramid, behind closed doors, they listening. So be aware of your surroundings. Life is hard, that's true, there's a message heavenly sent. Get ready for what comes next, universal respect. Find yourself in this world and let the beast connect. Yeah. To every beat he speaks, I promise not to take any more back steps. Trapped in a drunken binge, eating out of a trash bin. Lost his job, beat his wife and ripped his kid. I mean, seriously, how much harder could life get? Well, let me tell you this, he didn't even make a change, even though he thought he did. Next week, up to the same shit, but this time he went further in, hurting people by the way he lived. Hurting to get his neck fixed, hyping with a dirty syringe. The darkness is closing and the light is turning dim. He was a heavyweight hitter, now stuck up, skinny and slim. Dirty clothes begging for change, hoping that someone would give at least a little bit, but that didn't work. So he rhymed every chance he got, situation turning worse. From the dark side, living a life, this shit left him cursed. So we blamed everyone around him ever since his burn. So we'll see the cop to death in a narcotic rage. Locked up behind bars, shackled up in rusted chains. 30 years of his life was like an animal in a cage. Finally free to see all the mistakes he made. He knew he was wrong, brain gone, made a bad name. Had a chance to meet up with his son called him a snake.
That's what's up, man. I'm digging that joint, man. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. This week we got a little something we do on the show. We like to show love to the artists, so we're going to do that tonight. Well, Deanna, you already know the deal. You know what I'm going to ask you. What are you scoring at, 1 to 10?
I love the lyrics. I love the style. The flow is sick. I'm giving it a 9.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's what's up. Bless. Peace. Peace.
Wow, that's what's up, man. You know what? Hey, Vienna, I you know what? I'm going to have to give it a 10 because I'm digging this dude's swag. I'm digging that song right there. I'm digging dude, man. I'm just digging you, brother. This dude right here is the hottest guy out right now with graphics and music, doing them both. The hottest dude out right now. And I'm going to back that up, you know. I just blasted you again on Facebook, brother, for the people to check you out. So you're a hot-ass dude, man. I'm loving everything you got, brother.
Peace. That's what's up. I do appreciate it. Much love. Many blessings. Peace to DJ Black Seas and Vienna for having me on and blessing the show tonight.
Digit, I got a question for you. You already know the deal, Digit. You already know what I'm going to ask you. That song right there,
you know, Caesar, I know you got your rules and everything, but I'm gonna keep it in line. I'm gonna do a 10 times 10. How about that?
Yeah, that's the tough. Good luck. I take that.
All right.
Many blessings.
Well, yes, Stephanie.
I'm happy.
Miss Barnes, where you get that song 1 through 10? Where you get that song? How you rate that song?
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with y'all with the 10. I was digging it.
That's what's up. That's what's
peace,
up, man. That song is hot, man. Everybody's digging that song right there. I know we got a lot of people in line right now that want to answer that, but we're not gonna deal with anybody else. We got 3 comments, and I think that's good enough. But you guys, stay tuned in. Keep it locked right here because we're gonna get some more stuff going. We still got about 7 minutes. We need to get somebody else going. Okay, brother, I want you to do this right here. I want you to give everybody the social network where they can find you at, like where they can look at you at, where they can look at your work at, so they can observe some of the good stuff we've been observing, so they can check it out and see what the big fuss
no doubt
is all about.
Right, right. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, username facebook.com/skulldamage. The URL is facebook.com, the voice of freedom. You could also hit me up at an email at Gmail. It's a cheesydesigns.nz@gmail.com. That's cheesydesigns.nz@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on YouTube, youtube.com/theskulldamage. Hit me up. Phone number 562-221-8449. Get Skull Damage with the professional graphics.
Yeah, my man is on it, baby. That's what's up, man. I dig your swag, bro. I like how you promote too. Hey, it's been great to have you on the show, man. I know Vienna was happy to have you, and I was happy to have you too, brother. Everything was wonderful. We hope to have you back again, man, and we hope to get your son back also.
That's what's up. Let me know. It's a true blessing, universal blessing.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Okay. You guys heard it, man. You heard Skull Damage. Take it away. Hey, look, this is the best show on earth. If you're not tuning in, you better start tuning in because we have everything underneath the sun that you're looking for with hip-hop and R&B. We do it right here, rock and roll, jazz. It don't matter. We do all genres, everything dealing with music, we do it here. And also, we're going to have somebody come on the show and do the news eventually. We don't have that yet, but we will have that eventually. Vienna.
Yes.
You already know what's up. What's up, Bounce? Hey, check it out. Let's get the one, the soul sister number one, the hottest thing on planet Mars. The hottest thing on planet Earth. The female herself. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Sister, what's up?
Well, assalamu alaikum, hip hop world, DJ Caesar, Vienna, and all the guests. What's going on, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, man, nothing but, you know how we do it, man. Ain't too much going on, but we basically keep it going on. You feel me?
Yeah, you got me cornered tonight. You said you want to interview me. I'm still shaking in my boots, but hey, I'm here.
Girl, you all right. You do this all the time, man. You already know.
Yeah, but you're going to make me tell on myself tonight, but that's okay.
That's good.
All the secrets coming out the bag tonight.
Okay, guys. This is the way it works. I know you know how it works.
I know, but I'm hearing some feedback.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. Somebody needs to turn your radio down a little bit. Turn your radio down if you don't mind. Because I got the audience on mute, so it has to be somebody in here. Okay, I got it. I see who it was. Okay. Vienna, take it away.
What's going on?
What's up, Sister Vienna? What's
up,
happening?
How is my favorite sister in the world?
I I am here. I am in the midst of being creative and creating some more shows and creating a new life for myself and keeping busy and, hey, keeping it pushing because that's what we do.
Right, that's how we do it. Now, let me ask you, Sister Gidget, what made you decide to get into this whole entire nation building Block Talk Radio? Because you have one of the hottest radio shows out there on Block Talk. Woman, explain.
Can I make a correction? She made a mistake, but she didn't realize it, and you probably didn't realize it either. She said you have the hottest Block Talk on the radio. No, you don't. You have the hottest network on the building. You got the hottest network out there. That's what it is.
I can't correct
you. Yeah, that's the rumor. Well, you know, first of all, I wouldn't have all of that if it wasn't for DJ Black Caesar. I'm going to have to give my props to my engineer because without him, there would be no Blog Talk Radio show. So thank you, DJ Black Caesar, for all your support and all your love. And you know, really, really, that's the man of the hour because if he didn't do what he do, I couldn't do what I do. But to answer your question, you know, I was inspired by doing conference calls. You know, in the nation building group, we used to have these conference calls every Thursday, and so it was kind of hard to reach the people because everybody, you know, wasn't available at the same time. And so after doing a few of those, I said, okay, this is how we can reach out people. We can go on Blog Talk. People can listen to their at their own convenience. You know, they can go into the archives and play it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, even when we're not on. So you know. That was the inspiration. But as far as the message in the shows, I'm kind of inspired by current events, and I'm inspired by history mostly, with things that's going on in our community, and you know, then and now, things that just seem to linger on, and just you know, I'm not confrontational, but I'm truthful. You know, we need to speak to some issues in our community to make, you know, things better, or just to make people aware.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
What has been the best interview or the best talk show that you've had on your show?
Well, believe it or not, it was a talk show called The Great Divide, and, you know, I'm still reeling from that one because, you know, it's hard to get a brother to propose to you in private, let alone in public. But if you want to talk about being thoroughly surprised, I think when Brother Richard proposed to me on the radio, that was like, woo! And for the first time, I really was speechless. I had to shut my mouth for a minute. But as for the best interview, I would say actually it was a very short one, but it wasn't on Nation Building. It was actually on the DJ Caesar and Beyond the Show because I actually got a chance to talk to Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross. Let's not get it twisted. The real Rick Ross right here on you guys' show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just something about his spirit, you know, and no matter what we've heard about him throughout the years, you know, the goodness of his heart radiates. And, you know, I was just very honored to kind of talk to him, and I love the way he hit, you know, he shoots straight from the hip, and he's out there. He's like, hey, I've done some things, but now I'm working to correct those things that I've done. And I was just honored to talk to him because, you know, people that have done the things that he's done, a lot of times when they get incarcerated, we don't see them anymore. So for him to actually have the opportunity to come back out and correct some of the damage and to do what he does in the community and just across the board, it was an honor to interview him.
I could just imagine. Because remember, I wasn't there on the show that day.
That's right. You were not sick.
I instant, and I wanted to go on so bad, and I wanted to call so bad, and I couldn't use my phone in the hospital. I was cursing them all out.
Well, you know, I tried to step in and help you out, sister, but I did get a chance to talk to him shortly, and it was a great thrill. And I think my other best interview I would say after that would be with Sister Mildred Muhammad, who was, of course, the wife of the D.C. sniper. I was honored to have interviewed her and to really get her side of the story. So those two are my top two favorites.
I can just imagine. Now, where do you come up with those concepts?
Well, like I said, I'm inspired by current events, and then, you know, there are just things that, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, and you know, I'm a Muslim, so God, Allah is you know, God in Arabic to us, and so whatever is put in my spirit, or you know what, you know, in my prayer, whatever comes to me that I need to address. Whatever's on my heart, and you know, whatever I got to say, I'm gonna say it. I try to be politically correct, and I try to be ladylike, but I'm gonna say what I have to say. It just depends, you know. It just depends, but you know, it's really about individuality, and it's really about letting people getting to know what Muslims are about. Because there are so many stereotypes out there. And to me, I think across the board, being a Muslim woman all my life, there's all kind of stereotypes. You know, y'all, you know, you don't have fun. You're very serious. You don't laugh. You don't dance. You don't, you know, you don't do anything. And I'm like, hey, well, let me tell y'all the truth now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're individuals, and so that's part of my motivation, to let them know that, hey, we're real people. We're not, you know, we're not robots. You know, we're real people, and we have individualism. We have different characteristics about ourselves, because a lot of times looking at Muslim women, if you look at them, it's like, okay, that's a group of people. They all say the same thing. They all feel the same thing. They all think the same way. And so I wanted to kill that stereotype, too. I want them to know they got some real hood rats in the mosque like me.
That's right. Let me tell you something. Listen. You do not want to get on my bad side. Because the cops will come out.
Yes, ma'am. That's the truth.
It is the truth. I was there with it. It was not funny. I was cracking up because I never heard Sister Gidget speak that way. And she's like, "The captain is in me. I'm a captain." And I'm like, "Oh, what?"
Sometimes it come out wrong, and sometimes it come out strong, but bottom line, it's going to come out.
You know that's right. Now, you have several shows on your Blog Talk network. Why don't you, you know, tell the audience and the listeners.
Okay, wait a minute, Bianca, okay, because I think you're on speakerphone. I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear? Okay, hold on a minute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
there you go.
All right. You have a lot of shows on your Blog Talk Radio. I want the listeners to know the type of shows that you have going on right now.
Okay, well, you know, we start off on Tuesday called the Real FOI, and the Real FOI is, FOI stands for Fruit of Islam, which is the male military sector of the Nation of Islam. And so basically, it's a guy show, you know, the men talking to the men about what men talk about, and, you know, they have a various amount various topics of discussion that will occur on that show. On Wednesday, we have the DJ Caesar and Bianca show, where we get a chance to meet these independent and famous artists and authors and graphic artists like we met tonight. And we've met some wonderful young people on this show. And I'm very proud of DJ Caesar for what he does for the independent artists, because anybody that's ever been in the music business knows how hard it is, even when sometimes when you're with a major label, to just promote yourself and get yourself out there and get yourself known. So for what he do for the independent artists, I'm very proud that he does that. And he does it diligently all day, all night. And so, you know, I remember being a young singer. We didn't have anybody like a DJ Caesar. You know, we had DJs in the studio and the radio stations, and there was a such thing as payola. And if you wanted your single play, you had to grease their palms, you know. It was all kinds of crazy stuff. So to see someone like DJ Caesar do what he does for young artists is very inspirational to me. And I can really appreciate that. And then on Thursday, we have Nation Building Presents, and that could be a topic of anything. Like tomorrow, we're talking about police shootings. For some reason this year, there have been an increased amount of incidents of police shootings, so we're going to address that issue tomorrow. On Saturday, that show, we're revamping that show, but we will have a show on Saturday. I'm looking for, and I'm putting it out there, I'm looking for some youth 18 to 25 to host, engineer, write, produce their own shows. And you're welcome to the Nation Building family. I just ask that you keep it clean and keep it positive. So anybody 18 to 25 want to host their own show and you got something positive to talk about, give me a holler and I'll give you my information later. And then on Sunday, that's really our relationship show. But we've kind of done relationships to death, so it depends. But this Sunday, we're doing the continuation of the family reunion. And I'm sorry I didn't get you on last night, Deanna. Blog Talk had a crash. So this Sunday, we're doing the continuation of the family reunion show.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I wasn't able to go on because my phone froze the whole entire night. I had to go to Best Buy today and get me a new phone. So I'm glad I didn't miss out.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to get in no way. It didn't matter.
Oh, good. I guess I'll be seeing you on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Sunday at 6:30.
Sunday at 6:30. You heard it here first, listeners. Sister Giga doing her thing. Oh, my goodness. How do you have time to do all that? And then some. How do you do it?
Well, I'm pretty much like DJ Caesar. I don't be up online all the time, but I do a lot of research. I get maybe 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. I go to work, work 2 jobs, take care of my dog. I'm a mother of 3 grown children and a grandmother, so I get it all in.
I salute you.
I've been calling this girl all day long.
Well, hey, that's how we keep busy. But then, you know, I can call DJ Caesar anytime because he's, like, always up. You know, I used to call him a vampire, but he's not even that, because even vampires rest in the daytime. Caesar never sleeps. I don't know when he sleeps.
I'm not a vampire. Wow.
Mm.
You guys are making me blush.
But
wow.
That's a lot. That's so beautiful, you know, the way you're reaching out to everyone in different various aspects. It's not necessarily on just one topic. It's in, like, all these different things that you're doing. It's like a variety that you're doing, and that's beautiful because it's giving everyone an opportunity, you know, to join in and become a part of the family, which I find it wonderful. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, but let me see if Sister Gidget dropped the line. Oh, yeah, she dropped. Let me call her back, man. Phone dropped. I'm sorry about that. I didn't notice it. I was doing something on Facebook. Let's see. 8, 9. Okay, hold on 1 second. Her phone does, like, every show. It drops at least one time.
I know, right?
Yeah. The FBI got her phone tapped, so I think that's what her problem
is. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
All right, I thought y'all forgot about me. What's up, what's up, what's up?
I told her the FBI had your phone tapped. You do that at least once or twice a show, but she said
it
she's
does it every hour on the hour. They have to get their recording down because they got them cheap tape recorders and can't record over 60 minutes at a time. You know how they go.
Oh, wow. Yes, we do have people. You know, my phone is being monitored also because, you know, I'm on government arrest right now. I'm still on government arrest. I'm basically on probation right now, and I'm on probation.
Not to mention the fact that you're guilty by association because you're associated with me.
I know. And that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Thank you for saying it. That's what I'm going with.
That's why I say what I got to say. They really ain't got to tap my phone. They can just listen to the show, and they can hear everything I got to say about them, but okay.
You know what's messed up about this? I feel so left out because I'm not being tapped. I want to get tapped.
Oh, no. You don't know that. You don't know. That's why they had to buy a new phone, because they tapped it out. That's what happened. They blew yours up, man.
I guess I stayed where my phone was frozen the whole night.
Yeah, they blew it up.
Wow.
They blew it up. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Sister Gidget, I got a question for you. Basically, how long have you been smart? I mean, you're a very intelligent woman. Every night on the show, I'm on the show, I hear you speaking so intelligently. So basically, what I want to ask you is, how did you get your skills up so high, and how are you a thug also at night?
That's a perfect question.
Well, you know, I learned early that, you know, it's two things that you can't be in the street. You can't be a drug addict because you can't have, you know, your senses taken out of whack. Can't have your senses altered, and you can't be ignorant. So, you know, you have to be educated, and you have to be drug free to make it out here in this world. And so, you know, when people say I'm a thug, I'm not really a thug, but you know, I'm able to communicate with people on all levels. And what happens to a lot of us, we become hush dog. We become socially disconnected, you know, once we move out of the neighborhood and once we get a few letters behind our name and we start acting what we call sadiddy in the neighborhood, you know. But I've always been rooted in my community, and I've always been able to talk to the people on the street. I could talk to a wino on the street. I could talk to Obama in the White House. It matters not. But we have to, you know, be educated. So, you know, and we want to speak in the best of manners. We want to use the language properly. But then there's a culture behind that. You know, I'm a black woman, and I'm not ashamed of that. So, you know, as black people, we create our own language. We have Ebonics, you know, we use the word like I'm finna go to the store. You know, that's something that we really do say. However, you know, we have to be intelligent enough to be able to communicate with everybody across the board. So that's where that comes from. But I'm a hood rat at heart. You know, I love being around my people. I love being in the hood, and they call it the ghetto, whatever. I call it the hood. I love being around my people, and that's just how I roll.
You know what, Sister Gidget, I got to tell you, man, I don't understand Ebonics. I'm really lost on that, but I understood what you said. Better go to the store. I understand that. I don't know how.
You know, I say finna. We finna go to the store. It means fixing to.
Right,
you know,
right,
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I didn't hear that till I came to the South. You know, so all my Ebonics I acquired in the South, because on the West Coast, I mean, you know, they just don't talk like that. But in the South, I've learned a lot. I've been here since 1978, and I think I even got me a Texas twang now, you know. So, you know, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's all good in the hood. Well,
yes.
I guess that's it for me. Sister Kitty, do you have a song you want me to play? Do you have anything?
I was gonna sing tonight. I was actually gonna sing for you, but since you want to play a song, you go ahead and play a song.
Hey, go ahead and sing it.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, but I'm looking forward to.
Hey, don't overtalk the host, man. You know that, because you ain't going to overtalk the host. Now, you already don't put the
You know I'm just getting over pneumonia. I'm not going to sing, but go play me a love song. Play me a love song, and you want to know what kind of music Sister Gidget is into. You want to know what I do when I'm at home and it's quiet and it's nighttime and I got the candles lit. Play me some Jesse Power himself to meet and
overcome. Play some what?
Some Jesse Power or something like that. You know you got it in there. You got some love music in there.
Let me see if I took that crap. I mean, if I took this stuff out.
You see how he do me, Vienna? And you know what? He just as old as I am. He know he can't crip walk no more, just like I can't. My legs don't bend like that no more.
He is like.
Hey, Sister Gidget, you know you're going to be playing this on my show, okay? I'm just letting you know that. I know it's not your song, but you need to introduce this song. So give me a world premiere, please.
All right. On the DJ's Black Fever and Beyond show, we're going to present an old school tune, Jesse Powell. And I think the song is called You.
Thank you.
Okay, okay, that was Jesse Powell. My girl, that was a good song, man. So I played it. You heard it. Hey.
Yeah, I think you have somebody that want to come on your show. I got a text message saying open his mic.
Okay. They just opened it. If they had waited, I would have called them. Six, four, six. Six, four, six.
Maybe he changed his mind.
646. Your phone is on mute. Okay. That's Brother Richard's, ain't it?
Huh?
That Brother Richard's telephone number?
Yeah.
Richard,
he just texted me and told me he wanted to come on. Maybe he changed his mind.
I think your phone was on mute, brother.
Man, come on.
Okay.
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 Well, in the meantime and in between time, DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it okay? I thought I heard somebody. I want to say thank you for all your hard work again. You know, and you know what? I know a lot of people don't see all the work that you really put into it. But I just want you to know that the Nation Building Network appreciates you. Appreciate you, Sister Bianca, for the flavor that you bring, that Cuban flavor you bring to the network.
Your
and, you
call
know,
has
it really
been forwarded
to
an automated voice messaging system.
Oh.
901.
I'm sorry. I was making a phone call. But you were still talking. I was just saying.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we're showing some diversity, and I'm glad that you bring different types of artists onto the show, you know, because it's really not about
your
color thing, it's about unity, you know.
901.
He says that we can't hear him, but he say he's on.
Okay, let me turn his mic back on. I don't know what the deal is, but Brother Richard, are you out there? I think something's going on with his phone. Maybe he needs to call back. Hey, Brother Richard, if you hear me, call back in and I'll turn your mic back on because something's wrong with your phone right now. Just call back in, all right? I'm going to hang you up. Okay, he must have heard. Okay.
So I'm looking forward to the new artists that you're going to be bringing to the table soon, so.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I just got one question I always wanted to ask you. Why do you like hip-hop so much?
Because
your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
For the simple reason that my two brothers, they're hip-hop artists, and they didn't have a clue to it. When it came out back in the 80s, early 80s, LL was the one who put us on. And that's pretty peculiar that Deanna was talking about LL when she came on the phone line tonight. LL was the one that came out with the song, Mama Gonna Knock You Out. And I got that song. I bought that album and brought it home one day. I mean, you probably heard my brother already talk about this. I know Deanna remembers when Grim C was on the show and we interviewed him. He was talking about the album at the time, because that's all it was albums. I brought home one day and told them to check this out, and they checked it out. And ever since then, we've been into hip hop. So that's pretty much got me in LLD.
Oh, okay. And I met him in person. He's like 6'4". He's gigantic.
Yeah, I met him too. Actually, we're going to have him on the show one day also. Hey, Brother Richards, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you now, man. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Black Seas. How are you, bro?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain, man. I'm doing real good.
Okay. You know, I just had to call in. You know, I heard my song being played, so, you know, that's just that.
Yeah.
You know, it was like you was cueing me in, brother, you know what I mean?
That's smooth.
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm listening to y'all show, and I'm listening, about y'all talking about Sister Kidget, and she talking about how, rough around the edges sometimes, she is. I just want to say for those who may not have the pleasure of meeting her, sister's really a sweetheart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's taken me some time, to understand that side of her, man. But at the end of the day, don't y'all believe the hype. She's really a big teddy bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
No, you didn't buck me like that. Oh, my goodness. Hey.
You ain't telling the underdog.
You ain't telling us nothing new, man. I already knew that she was a big teddy bear, but she tries to hold that real strong side of her. She tries to make us to believe that, but I never believed it anyway.
Yeah. I had to just bring that out there. It had me fooled in the beginning, man. You know what I'm saying? But the more I'm learning to understand that, I just want to put that out there, because we have our ups and downs like everybody else, man. But at the end of the day, that's my baby, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it. I just want to put that clear. You know what I'm saying? That's my world right there, number one.
I hear you, man.
She's the big teddy bear. Sister Vianna, how are you? I'm sorry.
I'm doing good, Brother Richard. How you doing?
I'm feeling great, you know. Hey, Cease, I got a nice present coming for you, brother.
Okay, cool. That's what's up, man. Hey, you know what? I still got to call you up, man. I'll give you a call maybe this week if I have time. I'll give you a call this week so we can talk, man.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let you know I'm always thinking about you and Sister Vianna and how I can reach out, you know what I'm saying? So whatever I can do to extend my arm, man, just holler at your brother, man. Because that's at the end of the day.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
You know, cause like I said,
that too, brother.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we all family and we all we got, brother.
Right. We all we get, man. That's it.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. You're right.
You know, so I'm going to let y'all go ahead back to y'all show. I don't want to steal my baby's joy.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It's a good show, and I tune in. I'm always in the shadow, so, know that. That I'm a guardian angel. Honey, I love you. I'm going to say it again.
I already know that, brother.
I love you, too.
I'll talk to y'all later. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, all right. Let me call up my brother real quick.
Call up your brother, because you know what? For you to have brothers, Caesar, it's a shame that we don't know them better. At least I know.
What's up, Project Pat?
What's going on, good brother?
What's going on with you, dude? You doing all right?
Oh, man, I'm super good, man. I'm just out here trying to get me a couple dollars in my pocket, man. You know what I'm saying?
What you trying to do, brother? What you trying to do, man? You trying to get a couple dollars in your pocket? You trying to sell some CDs?
I'm trying to keep a couple dollars in my pocket, man. You know? I'm trying to get it from a baby or an old lady, man. I want it real easy, man. Real smart, real simple and easy.
I hear you,
man. Wow.
That's what's up. Hey, Gat, I got my girl Vianna on the phone. I'm going to introduce you to her, and also her sister Gidget on the phone. These are some of my people. Vianna is like the co-host of this show right here. We always have a lot of people tuning in thanks to the Nation Builder. They're building their audience up. And we're building our audience up because we have superstars every week on here. And now we got Project Pat 36 Mafia in the house. What's up, Project Pat?
Yes, sir. We got one.
sir. Yes, sir. What's up, man? Hey, check it out, brother. I'm gonna. This is the way the show works, man. I got you. I got your song. I appreciate that. I got your song. Don't download into my Cubase. Vienna is going to be the one that's going to be talking to you for a while, and then I'll ask you a couple questions, and we'll basically play your song, and then we'll go to the audience and see if they got any questions for you. Just stick around. Don't go anywhere. And Vienna, go for it, baby. It's all your show.
Wait a minute. Caesar, is it the other young lady on the phone? What's her name?
Who, Stephanie?
Yeah,
Stephanie?
I thought I heard another young lady, yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie was on the phone.
Your assistant.
She had to go take care of some stuff, so she's not on the phone now.
Oh, okay, I heard a young lady talking. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Vienna, go ahead and take it away.
What's up, Project Pat? What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Chillin'. It's a Project Pat. I want you to tell everyone who you are.
Okay, Project Pat.
Very nice. Who you down with? What you've done?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I rap with 3-6 or Project Pat, you know.
Chicken. Project Pat. There you go. Chicken that paper, right?
Hey, brother, we got people around the world. They don't know who you are, so that's what she was asking you, man. You got a lot of international people on the phone lines. I mean, I know you guys are known around the world, but we got a lot of people that really don't know a lot about what we do, and we're trying to get it out there, and we want them to know who you are.
I'm trying to be funny. I just Southern rap out of Memphis, Project Pat. I rap with 3-6 Mafia. I rapped on the song Sipping on the Scissor and Chicken Heads. That was one of my
hot
singles. Hot songs
right there, man.
Yeah, that was hot.
Hot songs. I grew up on those songs, man. I mean, Chicken Head, Sipping on Scissors, man, that was the crap back in the days, brother. I don't know if Sister Gidget remembers those songs. You probably don't.
No, I'm sorry. I'm under 20. I don't remember any of that. Thank you.
Hey, Project Pat, I got a question for you, man. I mean, you've been in the game for a long time. Can you give us an exact number? How long you been in the game, brother? And basically, like, some of your new projects. Just tell us how long you've been in the game. How you got started?
Well, I got started with Juicy J, and I know y'all familiar with him. He got the hit song "Our Fans Make Our Dance," featuring Lil Wayne and Titty Boy. I just got it for the bread. I mean, I sold 1 million records. In 2001, Mr. Don't Play, which had Chicken Head on it, and Don't Play was sold 1 million records. And we've been doing this thing since like 2001, 2000. And we're working on Mr. Don't Play 2.
Okay.
Juicy finna drop a new album.
I heard about it.
He's got a deal with Sony.
He's with Wiz Khalifa, right?
Yeah, he with T-God. He's got a solo deal with Sony, $3 million solo deal with Sony. He's going to do a solo album. But yeah, he's doing it through T-God. Yep, through T-God. And, man, we just, as long as we can ride the car, we're going to ride the car to the games right now.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
So who inspired you to do what you do?
So what now?
I said, who inspired you to do what you do?
Juicy J inspired me, my brother did. I really wasn't even on it like that. Like, I really thought I wasn't even on it like that. And I seen the money coming in. I was like, well, I think I did on it like that. And it's a good way. One thing about music, rap, or R&B, whatever you can do, it's a good outlet as far as it's legal, you know, it's good money, and it's not a bad profession to be in. I mean, you know, you have people that stereotype a lot of stuff, but I mean, you're gonna always have people that's gonna have their opinions of what they say or whatever. Who cares about that? I mean, at the end of the day, it's business, you know, and that's mainly what I get out of it. Like people ask me all the time, they be like, man, this. I was like, man, we was in Miami, man, we shooting a video of Wayne, Lil Wayne, them. And they was like, for real, man, y'all ain't even a ball. Like, well, I mean, it was cool, but I mean, it's work, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's work, it ain't a ball just because I'm in Miami or I was working, you know what I'm saying? Like we be out there in California, Florida, L.A., oh, man, me, you in L.A., oh, man, I know y'all kicking it. Man, we working, you know. But I mean, you know, it's a good profession to be in, and if everybody's not a rapper, everybody's not a producer, everybody's not a singer, but if you know whatever you do, you learn yourself, learn your skills, and you'll know your hustle, you know. And exactly. There's nothing wrong with knowing what you do, you know.
Exactly, and there ain't nothing wrong with bringing that hustle into the industry.
Because
that's what it is, basically.
Because that's what it's about. I mean, Juice Gator reinvented himself, and he did it all out of his own pocket. So, I mean, you just got to get out here and get some money in yourself and keep God first and stay focused, you know?
Right, exactly. So when you make your music, do you make your music for the radio, for the fans, or is it something that you wanted to bump it in anybody's car?
We always say this. We always make songs for the people. We don't never do nothing personal. We don't ever do nothing to the radio like that because, I mean, you know, the internet's where it's at now, so we mainly do everything for the people. Like, if we feel like the people don't like it, then we're going to go ahead and put it out. That's how we always been. We never did nothing personal because I know some people do that, and I mean, if that's cool, if that's what you want to do, but that's just never been my thing. My thing has always been, man, this is a business, and I'm going to give them what they want to hear, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's all we do.
So what kind of artist do you consider yourself?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you can't do that. You have to let the people, whatever label they put on you is what you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, me personally, I just look at like, I'm always trying to make me a song to make them girls' booties move.
Right.
You gotta make a booty move, you know. You gotta have your good googly mooglies, you know. You gotta make some booty moves. Them booties moving, then you stay in demand. Like I'm on my way to Richmond, Virginia right now. Like them booties moving, then you gonna stay with a show, you gonna stay with a gig, you gonna stay with some money in your pocket. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you gotta keep them booties moving.
Keeps money in your pocket. I guess.
I was just about to say that. That's right.
You gotta do that math. Hey, look, I gotta do the project pad math. Booties move, more money.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Now, who do you consider is on your lyrical level?
I mean,
wow.
See, I'm gonna tell you something about that.
Okay.
I don't really get into that. Like, I tell people all the time, I just say a few catchy words that people like. I don't get into it. I mean, there's some people out there that I think are great lyricists. People that are great lyricists. Like, I think Bun B is an all time great. I think that like, I like Fabulous. I think he's hard. I think Fabulous is really, very, like, for the East Coast, I think he's one of the hardest dudes to me. As far as how he come with his little swag and the style he come with, the dude hard to fool me. But, I mean, you know, you got a lot of people out here with good wordplay. You know, I know some young dudes that they ain't even heard of yet out of Chicago. Man, they harder than a fool. And they just in their shot town and, man, them little dudes are so hard, man. I'm talking, like I seen them little dudes on the YouTube, and I was like, man, I seen the neighbors in that gutter. But them boys was rapping so hard, I was like, God. But, you know, I mean, I mean, I don't really, you know, me, I just try to do my own thing. You know, I just try to, you know, a lot of people, like back in the days, how I got my swag or how I rap, whatever, Juicy really motivated me to do that. So once I just found my little niche, I just ran with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me personally, I mean, as far as like that, as far as like rappers I like, I mean, you know, shit, I like Scarface. I like, you know, Pimp C them, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
Stuff not young.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like the new stuff too, though. The new stuff hard too. I like Drake, Drake hard.
Drake hard.
You know, he got balls. He got some good ones.
Hey, Project Pat, what do you think about Lil Wayne's comment that he made today? He made a comment about New York. He was basically down in New York. He said he likes nothing in New York. He don't like New York. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a lot of controversy out there right now about Lil Wayne. They're about to make him apologize for the comment that he made because that comment could hurt him a lot, especially with New York. It's going to shut them down with the New York fans because they've been all on Facebook today talking about that. You know, G-Swiss, G-Swiss told me to relay a message to you. I told him, I said, sure. He said that he's looking for his drops, and you probably don't know who he is. If you do, he's in New York. He's a New York artist, G-Swiss, Money Fame Boys. You're supposed to get him some drops for him. He told me to tell you that. But anyway, Lil Wayne was making comments to, about New York. He was talking about Nicki. You know more about it. What was he talking about, Vienna?
Well, he was saying that, you know, like it was basically more the controversy that had happened with Nicki Minaj with Summer Jam and Peter Rosenberg on the Hot 97 show out here, how they would, you know, just how they were dissing her and whatnot. And he was just saying how he didn't like New York, how he can't, like he never liked New York, period, because this is where he got all his gun charges and he was up in Rikers and so forth. But they really took it to, like, the whole extreme of it where they're actually saying that he really never liked New York. And there were fans and some other spectators and whatnot that was out there marching behind that.
Man, you know, I'm a little
out here.
Look, put it like this, you know, I mean, Wayne probably just was high, man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't know he said that. Like, real talk, I didn't know he said that. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe he got something personal against it. I mean, I wasn't in his shoes. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know. He said I know he caught some gun charges up there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't. You know, this is a political game. One thing about this rap game is a political game. And like I told you earlier, I don't get into personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I may not even like a dude personally, but if he's hot and if he'll make the song go, I'll put him on there. I don't care about that. Now, if he disrespects me on a personal level, I deal with him on a personal level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to get into broadcasting beats and all that. I don't do that shit. And see, to me, that's where it's like, man, I'm not getting into that. I'm gonna go see him myself. Like I don't care about that. That's irrelevant to me. But I don't know. I've never been on no personal time. I mean, cause there's a lot of. I'm just gonna keep it real with you. Like you know, like I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm saying this on some real business. Like I'm not gonna name any names.
Mm-hmm.
But when he first got in the game, it was some New York dudes that really shitted on us. Like for real. And, like, when I peeped them, they wasn't even no real, real, real dudes like me. And I ain't going to say no names because, like I say, I ain't personal. And
right.
These guys don't rap no more. These guys don't even rap no more. And I was like, somebody said something to me about them, like, and I tell them the story, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it was so crazy because the niggas was hating on me one time with a bitch in Atlanta. And I was like, I said, man, that's crazy. And this was like I was just getting in the game. And they was down to me like a motherfucker. These niggas even know me. And I was like, that's fucked up. But I said, you know, I didn't stereotype dudes from there, though. I just looked at them niggas like, man, them niggas ain't even. But it's just like, you know, rap game shit. You know, when I got in, I see what it really was. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, no, I take it in stride. But now I've met a lot of good dudes up there, like Ray Core, that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's a good nigga. You know what I'm saying? And like, I could never stereotype a dude, because I mean, you got dudes from Memphis the same fucking way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't get into that. So that's why I was saying, like, I don't know what he went through up there. He personally, if I was him, I wouldn't even get into all that. Me personally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get into all that. But, I mean,
yeah.
You like to think it's going to hurt you. And then, like I said, this is a political game, but I've had a bad experience. But, see, I can't see the thing about me. I can't say I ain't never had a bad experience down south. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In Mississippi. And I ain't talking about with white men. Yeah, I can't never say,
Hey Pat, what's the deal with your man down there by you? What's up with Yo Gotti?
Oh shit, I don't know. I don't even know, dude. Like, I don't even know, dude.
Hey, I heard a song that he had out, and he was basically putting you guys on blast, you and your brother. He was putting y'all on blast. You ever heard that song?
I think somebody told me about it, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, Memphis ain't Chicago. If you wanted me that serious, you could have been got me. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
I don't even get it. See, that shit like that. The shit like that right there.
Yeah.
Be phony, you know.
I got you. I
can speak on some truths on that, but see, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even matter. Like, see, like niggas know what's real. I mean, you know, we done had niggas. Look like this. We done had niggas call me as soon as I got out of jail thinking I'm finna shut everything down for niggas. And I wasn't even on that. Like, on God, I was not even on that at all. I wasn't even, man, I was just glad to be free, man. I wasn't even on that. I don't even, see, I'm gonna tell you something. Prison is real. Life sentence is real. You know, like, street stuff is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you hear people, you know, they be, you know, about their life and all that little green ass shit, man. I don't get involved in that because that shit real, you know, and that's
I figured he was using your name because basically you're a hot name and he could use your name in a song and sell more albums because that's what I figured. But so you know, your brothers, they made a movie. They made movies. How do you feel about the movie industry? Because we're about to run out of time. We got about 10 minutes to go. How do you feel about the movie industry?
You said a movie industry?
Yeah, the movies that your brothers made.
Oh, man, you know, those movies made some good money. I love movies.
So, you know, somebody want to put us in another one? Man, it's all about money. It's all about sharing money with us, man. We don't. One thing about us, man, I can tell you, some real business. We do not get personal, man. We ain't finna mention no niggas' names and no songs. We ain't doing that. To me, I ain't getting into that. If it's a problem, I'm gonna come see you for real. But I mean, if it ain't that serious, oh hell no, I ain't finna speak on you. I'm gonna speak on you for that's like a. I mean, no offense. I'm gonna tell you something. No offense to women, but to me, man, that's just like I don't do that, man. That's what you know, girls do that. Like girls just talking.
Right.
Men don't supposed to do that, man. I think a man's supposed to just go take care of his business. If you gonna put that much effort into it, go catch your murder charge.
Right, go catch your mercy.
Like, why are you? Yeah, I mean, you know, but if it's publicity stuff, you try to get some fame before. Okay, well, I see where you're coming from now.
Yeah, I
see what you're doing now. But see, I don't get into that, man. We just make songs, man, that the people like. You know what I'm saying? We try to keep making songs that people like. That's it. Anything else with somebody getting to talking and all that, man. To me, that is just so fagified. It don't make no sense to me, man. But I don't get in dudes' mixes. I don't get into business. If people feel like they need to do that, you do that. You know what I'm saying? It's you own man, you do your own thing. But when it comes over here, man, we ain't never finna mention nobody's name or nothing like that. We don't do that. Because, you know what I'm saying, we just handle things accordingly, man. We're going to go do our shows. You know what I'm saying? We got guys on deck, burners on deck. Somebody get it wrong, somebody going to get shot. Now, we not trying to do that. We not on that. Because we not on that. We trying to go home, to our family. We not into that. But if anybody get it wrong, man, that's what's going to happen. I don't give a damn where we at. But, I mean, you know, that's irrelevant, though. That's the, we not tough. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to say that if somebody gets the hustle on us and they really want to do it, it can be done. Because anybody can get cat. But then we're not making enemies out here, man. We're making alliances.
Yeah, we made enemies out here. Nah, dude, don't do that.
I feel you. Hey, man, I was just talking to your boy Computer a couple of days ago. He was telling me you had some shows. Where are those shows located?
Who? I can't hear you. You said who had some shows?
I was talking to your boy Computer, and he said you guys had some shows coming up, that you're going to be doing a show somewhere in Mississippi.
Oh, she's talking about Awesome Mississippi. Yeah, I got a show. I got shows in Indiana. I got a show in Indiana from Friday in Indianapolis. I got a show in Bloomington, Indiana, a college show. Then I got another show in I'm headed to Richmond. I'm headed to Richmond tonight. Tomorrow I'm gonna be at Juicy Show. I'm gonna be at Juicy Show tomorrow in Silver Spring, Maryland, right in D.C. in the DMV area. And after that, I think it's Oxford next, and then I got to go to Tuscaloosa. Then I got to go to North Carolina. Then I got to go to South Carolina, and I got some dates in Texas too.
Okay.
After that, but
yeah, I was over at his shop a couple of days ago, and he was telling me that he had some stuff going on, that he was going to get 3-6 Mafia to come on the show. And he was like, yeah, I told him, I said, I had you coming on the show tonight, and hopefully he's listening. That would be great if he is. Giving shout out to my man Computer up here in Verona, Mississippi. That's my guy right there. So what new albums? You got any new mix songs or anything out in the streets right now that's hot that we can catch online?
Oh, man, right now, we really, man, we just promoting that band, man, our dad, Juice J, Lil Wayne, and 2 Chainz. We got we finna shoot the video part for 2 Chainz Monday at 11. I got this song that bounced like a ball. I'm gonna shoot it at the strip club.
I got this song right here. Why don't we do this? I don't mean to cut you off, man, but I'm looking at the let's play this song right now. Give me a world premiere for this song, the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show, and say your name and whatever, you know, just do it. Give us a nice world premiere.
Well, you know, it's going down on DJ Caesar, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Project Pat, bouncing like a ball. There's a don't play two on the way.
Put your hands on that wall. Bouncing like a ball. Bouncing like a ball. Shout it, bouncing like a ball. I'ma throw it all. Bouncing like a ball. Bouncing like a ball. Shout it, bouncing like a ball. Bouncing like a ball. Shout it, bouncing like a ball. Bouncing like a ball. Shout it, bouncing like a ball. Bouncing like a ball. Shout it, bouncing like a ball. And I might throw some more. Woo. We gon' throw some more. We gon' smoke some more. Throw your hands on that wall and pump that ass some more. Bounce that booty up and down, make it sweet to blow. My head fire for the dough, she a go. Soft chewing gum tongue, get you in some trouble. Hey, your girl wanna kill Miss Bubba Bubble. With them thick legs, cut you like the Walton. But I can palm that ass like a stone. Get your hands on that wall. Bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball. I'ma throw it all. Bounce it like a ball, bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball. Bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball. Bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball. Bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball. Bounce it like a ball, shout it, bounce it like a ball.
My name Nasty Mine, I'm a nasty motherfucker. I eat your pussy good if you let me fuck you. Your auntie and mother, baby, please a pussy, hate to see your woman suffer. Suck my dick, you don't like a basket at the rucker. Money licks to the click, lollipop sucker. Matter of fact, she love to suck me, no, I'm not a sucker. Daddy struck a good, she's wet like a butter. Going in hard like a play after a hutter. Calling chasing paper, I ain't got time to cut her. Duck a city smacker as she rubbing on my muscle. Bumping Gucci, man, like
That was Bouncing Like a Ball by Project Pat. Hey, Vienna, you already know what I'm going to ask you, so how do you rate it?
It got my booty shaking. That's all I can say.
Hey, that's a lot of booty to be shaking.
That was a lot of booty to be shaking. I give it a 10.
You give it a 10. All right, that's what's up, man. Digit, what's up? Are you still listening? Sister Digit, turn off your mute button. You got your mute button on, probably. Okay, Sister Gidget's not tuned in. She's here, but she's not here. I don't know what's going on with that. But we're running out of time right now, so Project Pat, you know, thank you. I appreciate everything. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. That was great doing it for me, man. I appreciate that. Vianna appreciates it too. But you didn't do the world premiere right. You didn't say nothing about about my girl Vianna. But anyway, we're gonna go on with that, and we'll have somebody else that can plug her in the next time. I gotta worry about you, man. I gotta worry about you, Vianna, because I gotta get you out there.
I know you do.
Promoting you too. Hey, baby, I'm promoting you too. You feel me?
It's all good.
Cool. Well, look, we're getting ready to end the show right now. So everybody that's tuned in, you can tune in to us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's how we do it around here. Even though Vienna's in New York. What time is right there now, Vienna, in New York?
Right now it's 9:57.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's 8:57 here in Mississippi, down south. If you're somewhere else in the world, I know you guys are listening around the world, so it's probably different times. I got my guys from London. They're listening tonight. What's up, Ben? Ben basically has a network of making beats. He does that. And, hey, man, I'm just giving shouts out to my boy, Ben. Hopefully you'll be on the show one day, Ben. We'll love to have you. Vianna would love to have you, and we can do that, make it happen. Also, I got a couple girls out there. My future wife is listening in, Martha Johnson. What's up, Martha? What's going on with you? Martha's listening in. Her phone is down.
Hi, Martha.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. We got about 90 seconds to go, family, so the way we're going to do it, we're going to end the show. You can check me out on Facebook. It's my URL is CEO Caesar, CEZA. Join up, add me as your friend because I'm on punishment right now. I got another 14 days to go for my punishment. I'll be so happy they give me off punishment, man. I go on punishment all the time. Every time I look around, I'm on punishment. Vianna, give me your URL to Facebook, baby.
OTHE1220.
Okay. Hey, Vianna, can you get that again? The lady was giving the seconds. I'm sorry.
OTHE1220.
And www.caesarradio.com, guys. If you want to get tuned in to some great sounds, listen to see what we got going on. I got music on that website. Check us out. That's my website. Well, that's our website. Also, we're going to have the DJ Black Caesar Vianna website coming up soon. That's coming before this year's out. We're going to have that going. And we'll get some people locked in with that. All the artists right now we've been dealing with, they'll be on that website because we're going to have the player on there. And we're going to put every episode that we've done on the website. I think I'm going to do that to my website also, to our website also.
That's what's up.
So basically, if you want an interview, you can call, let me see, what's her number? You can call Stephanie up at 62, I'm sorry, Stephanie Barnes, that's my executive assistant. You can call up at 216-773-0331. Again, that's 216-773-0331. Thank you, and I appreciate everybody showing up out tonight, man. Showing out. You showed out and showed up, too. Okay, I appreciate everybody showing out and showing up tonight. We had a great show with Project Pat. And with Sister Gidget and with my man Skull Damage from Universal. Hey, guys, everybody have a nice sleep, nice rest. Have a nice, relaxing weekend because the weekend is coming up next. Tomorrow you can tune in to Sister Gidget's show at 8 o'clock right here on the same channel, same bat time, same bat channel right here. Check out the Sister Gidget show.
and we'll leave you with a lot of fun, guys. We'll leave you with information. We'll leave you basically whatever you come through the show looking for. We'll leave you with that. Vienna, anything you want to say? I'm going to call.
Just want to say good night, y'all. Good night, and we'll catch you next week.
Sister Gidget, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dude, I called your name a long time ago. You didn't say nothing.
And I was trying to take my phone off of mute, and I didn't get the vote, and I want a vote.
Oh, okay. Vote on that song you just heard.
I
want
to bounce it like... Huh? I want to bounce it like a ball 10 times. I like the song.
Good. You like that song? You like that kind of music? Okay. Brother Richard, you're listening, right? Brother Richard, so are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Jeez, what's going on?
Hey, check it out, brother. Did you hear that song we just played a minute ago?
I didn't get a chance to hear it, Jeez. I just tuned back in. You know,
Okay, brother, I appreciate it.
When he told me he could crib walk, too, I'm going to teach him how to crib walk to that song.
Yeah, I got you, Sister Gidget. I can imagine that right now. Brother Richard and Sister Gidget crib walking around the living room in the kitchen.
That is funny.
That's funny. Hey, Deanna, same time. Hey, Sister Gidget, you want to give the time your show came on? Because we gave it to him. But you can tell a little bit more because, we got two people tuned in.
All right. Well, the tomorrow show is 8 p.m. Central Time. Join us right here on the MB Network, Blog Talk Radio, Nation Building. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about police killings gone wild. And we have a special guest or two, and join us, I think it won't be again till next Tuesday. We're going to have the real FOI, and then next Wednesday we'll be back with DJ Caesar and Vienna.
That's what's up, Sister Gidget. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you too, Brother Richards. Thank you guys for coming on the show tonight. Thank you for being part of my panel tonight. And I want to thank the rest of the listening world. Yes, for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. It's going down, baby. Okay, guys, I'm about to end the show. Good night, everyone. Sleep tight.
Good night.
Good night.